Welcome to the BPA Newsletter podcast on Friday the 17th of April 2026. We hope everyone had a lovely Easter break. It's been fantastic to see the children return to school so positively, ready for a busy and exciting summer term ahead, with lots already happening across the school. All learning webs are now available on the school website if you'd like to find out more of what your child will be learning this term. Now, this week, learning has got off to a flying start across the school, with exciting immersion experiences helping children dive into their topics with curiosity and enthusiasm. A highlight has been Year 5 Space Immersion, where children explored planets, learned about upcoming space missions, and created some brilliant models of the solar system. Year 4 have also had a fantastic Saxon Immersion Day, taking part in hands-on activities like translating runes, exploring artifacts, and listening to myths, really bringing history to life. Year 2 have immersed themselves in their beach topic, in writing, and have been exploring poetry. There has been lots of laughter around mushy peas. It's also great to see the Willows, our wraparound provision, off to a strong start, providing calm and a welcoming space for children before and after school, with places still available on some days. Beyond the classroom, a big well done to our eco team, who have been out litter picking in the local area, showing real pride in their community and making a positive difference. Looking ahead, there are some important dates coming up, including the EYFS farm visit, a Year 5 planetarium experience, and a Key Stage 2 singing afternoon, followed by a Year 2 trip to West Wittering Beach. There are also some exciting events on the horizon, including the BPAB's bingo night next week and the Summer Fun Day in June, so do get involved if you can. And finally, this week's staff spotlight shines on Mrs. Mason, who has worked at BPA for 11 years and loves giving children the very best start to their school journey, as well as enjoying reading and spending time with her lovely dog, Otis. That's all for this week. Thanks for listening and have a great weekend.